Sukkah Yerushalmi corresponding to Sukkah Bavli Daf Nun Gimel. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Chaf Dalad Amud Aleph at the Mishnah on the top of the page. HaChafidim v'anche ma'efa ha'yumaragtim lefneihem v'avukoith v'aim lefneihem divi tushbachoith v'alavim v'kinoioith v'nevalim v'mitzaltaim v'chol kleishir v'lemithpal. Pious and virtuous men would dance before them with burning torches and would say before them praises of Hashem. Levim would play lyres, harps, cymbals, and an innumerable number of musical instruments. Al-Chameshesei Malos, Hayodus Me'ezes Yisrael Le'ezes Noshim, Keneged, Tesvav Shira Malos, Shebetehillim, Shaleim Oimdim, HaLevim Bashir. The Levim would stand and sing songs on the 15 stairs that descended from the Ezes Yisrael to Ezes Noshim, corresponding to the 15 Shira Malos in the Book of Tehillim. The Gemara says, "Chasidim v'anshe ha'maase yish mehem she'yoyimim ashrecha yaldusay shulei biyashta ez ziknusay elu anshe ha'maase." The Gemara says that amongst the pious and virtuous men, some would say, "Fortunate is our youth that did not disgrace our old age. These are the virtuous men who had never sinned even in their youth." V'yesh mehen oyimim ashrecha ziknusay shekipra al yaldusay elu bali tshuva. Some would say, "Fortunate is our old age that atoned for our youth. These are the people who repented." But both would say, fortunate is one who didn't sin, but one who sinned will be forgiven with tshuva. When Hillel the elder saw them dancing flippantly, he would say to them, "When we're here praising Hashem, who is here? What are our praises worth? Our praises of Hashem are worth nothing unless said in trepidation." Ask the Gemara, does Hashem need our praises? The Pasuk says in Daniel Perek Zayin Pasuk Yud, 1,000 were serving him and a myriad of myriads were standing before him, referring to the various angels that serve Hashem. Kad hava chamin loin avdin bekoisha hava amile dai diloi nan hacha manda hacha shafa pishu yesh lefanav kami kilusin chavev hu kilusin shal yisol yoisim mekol. But when he saw them dancing in the proper way, he would say, "When we are not here praising Hashem, who is here to praise Hashem like us? Even though there are many angels praising Him, the praise of Yisrael are especially dear to Him." Ma taima v'noim zimus Yisrael yoshev tilas Yisrael. Where is this written? There's a pasuk in Shmuel Beis pasuk Perek Chof Gimel pasuk Aleph, and the pleasing composer of the songs of Yisrael. Another pasuk says in Tehillim Perek Chof Beis pasuk Dalad, He sits upon the praises of Yisrael. Ben Yudzedek ha-mishtabeach b'kavit soysav. Ben Yudzedek was praised for his jumping and dancing at the Simchas Beis HaShoreva. Amu alav Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, shai merakeid b'shmoina avukois shozov, v'haya echad mehem neige b'chaveiroi, v'kshahay ha-kireya ha-yenoyetz goydlo ba'oretz, v'kireya o'miyad ha-yaznizkaf. They said about Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel that he would dance whilst juggling 8 flaming golden torches, and one didn't touch the other. And when he bowed, he would press his thumbs into the ground and bow and immediately spring up. Either he kriya vezi bricha. One of these two types of bowing called kriya and bricha. Rabchiya Rabba hera kriya lifnei Rebbe v'nifsach v'nisrape. Levi bar Sisi hera bricha lifnei Rebbe v'nifsach v'lo nisrape. Rabchiya the Great showed kriya to Rebbe. He became lame and was then later healed. Levi bar Sisi showed bricha to Rebbe, and when he became lame, he was not healed. The Pasuk says in Shmuel Beis Perek Vav Pasuk Chaf, David returned to bless his household, and his wife Michal, the daughter of Shaul, came out to greet him. And it says there, David was exposed today in front of his servants, maidservants, like one of the empty people. So she criticized him for the way he was dancing in front of the Aron of Hashem. Ma'o Echad Areikim, what is one of the empty people? Abba Bar Kahana Harekim Ze Arkistis. Abba Bar Kahana answered, "That's who are these empty people? The leader of the bandits who is particularly degenerate." Amma Hayim Nigla Kroid Beis Abba. She said, "Today the honor of my father's house, where they acted particularly modestly, has been exposed." Amma Alav Al Beis Shol Shlo Nira Mehem Leikev Lagudol Mie Mehem Haodis Chsiv Vayavai El Gidroi Sazoina Sheal Haderech Vasham Ma'ar. They said about the house of Shaul that neither a heel nor a toe was ever seen, as they were always careful to have their entire bodies covered. And this is the understanding of the Pasuk that says in Shmuel Aleph, Perek Chof Dalad Pasuk Dalad, he came to the sheep pen along the road, and there was a cave there, into which Shaul entered to relieve himself. Rav Avun, quoting Rav Lazar, said that there was a partition within a partition where he went for extra privacy. Byavo shol la'aseches raglov, v'hava chamilei meshulshal tzivchad maslik tzivchad. The pasuk says there, Shaul entered to relieve himself. David was hiding there and saw Shaul lower his scarf and only then raise his cloak in order that his flesh not become revealed when he relieved himself. Amma David hich minaga ba'adein goiva sadika. When David saw this, he said to himself, how can I harm the body of this tzaddik? Hadohu de'amalei hinei hayoim hazeh ro einecha es asher nasancha hayoim v'yadi b'ma'ara v'amal hogecha v'achois alecha ein ksev kan ela v'tachas alecha tzniuscha chas alecha. This is what David meant when he said in Pasuk Yud Aleph there, behold, on this day your eyes saw that today Hashem put you in my hand in the cave and someone said to kill you, but v'tachas, I took pity on you. It doesn't say v'achois, I took pity, but rather it says v'tachas, it took pity, meaning your modesty took pity on you, and that was what spared you. V'yemer David amichal lefnei Hashem asher bocha bi me'avicha v'goymer neklesia oid mizois v'yisi shofar b'einai.
The Pasuk says in Shmuel Beis, Perek Vav, Psukim Chafalav and Chaf Beis, David replied to Michal, before Hashem, who chose me over your father, I will act more humbly than this, and will be more lowly in my eyes and amongst the maidservants about which you said that I will honor them. She'inan imois ela imahois. It should read as mothers rather than maidservants, as Michal said that they viewed David like a mother views her son. Uma ne'encha. The Gemara asked, what was the punishment to Michal for the way she spoke? The Pasuk says there, to Michal, daughter of Shaul, she didn't have a child until the day that she died. The Gemara asked from a Pasuk in Divrei Yom Aleph, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Gimel, and the sixth child of David was Yisraim by his wife, Egla, meaning Michal, so she did have another child. And the Gemara answers, Shagat ke Egla u'mesa. She died in childbirth, and as the Pasuk says, until the day you die, but the statement did not include her actual day of death. She gave birth, and then she died immediately on that day.
We come now to the next Mishnah. Omdu shnei kohanim b'shah ha'elyon, hayeru me'ezes yisor le'ezes noshim, v'shtei chatzitzes v'yadam. The Mishnah says that two kohanim stood at the upper gate, which leads down from the ezes yisor to the ezes noshim, and they were holding trumpets. Ko'ageva Tiku Varivatiku, at the time of Kriyas HaGever, which will be explained in the Gemara, they sounded Tikia, Trua, Tikia. Higia Lamala Asiris, Tiku Varivatiku, they reached the tenth step and sounded a Tikia, a Trua, Tikia. Higiu Lazor, Tiku Varivatiku, they reached the Azor, which is the open courtyard, and they sounded a Tikia, Trua, Tikia. Hayutikin Vahulchin Ajmagim Lashah Hayetzim Lemizrach. They would continue this way until they reach the eastern gate that exists, the exits to the east. Higiu Lashah Hayetzim Lemizrach Vahofchu Pneihem Lemaru Vomru Avisenu Hayba Mokam Hazeh Achirihem Elheich Lashem Ufneihem Kedma Vahim Mishtachavim Kedma Lashemesh Vahonu Lekar or Lekar Einenu. When they reached there, they turned their faces to the west, means back towards the temple, and they declared, our forefathers were here. It's a pasuk in Yecheskel, Perek Ches, pasuk Tevzayin. Their backs faced towards the Heichal of Hashem, and their faces towards the east, and they would bow eastwards to the sun. But we are to Hashem, and our eyes are to Hashem. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Shoinim Oisei Loma, Loma Anu Laka O Laka Inenu. Yehuda says they would repeat it and say, we are to Hashem, and our eyes are to Hashem. The Gemara says, Turgim Rav Koimi Debeis Rabbi Shida Kava Gavra Achriz Kruza. The Gemara says that Rav explained before the house of Shila that Kriyas HaGeva means the call of the announcer. Amin Le Karatan Goyla, they replied, it means the crow of the cockerel. Amalain Vahataninan Ben Gever Islach Meima Bar Tanagoyla. Rav said back, while the Mishnah in Mesechus Shkolim says that Ben Gever was appointed over closing the doors in the temple. Could one explain that it means Ben Taunagol, which is the cockerel's son that was appointed? Rabbi Yirmiya boy, Asiris Menamala, Asiris Menamatan. Rabbi Yirmiya asked, when the Mishnah refers to the tenth step, does that refer to the tenth step up or the tenth step down? Hamavchir Bahaba, Vehim Mishtachvim, Ein Ksiv Kan Ela Vehima Mishtachvisam, Shem Mishtachvim, Lachama Mishtachvim Lehichel. Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba says that the posuk in the Mishnah brought in Yecheskel from Yecheskel doesn't say Ve'ema Mishtachavim,
and they bowed. Rather, it says Vehema Mishtachavisem, which implied two bowings. They bowed towards the sun and also to the Hechel. And Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Kahana, Ki Shtayim Rois Asa Imi, Vechi Shtayim Rois Asa Imi, Ha Vitra Le'elef, Ela Shahi Mishtachavim Lechama Mishtachavim Lehechel. Rabbi Bar Kahana says that when the Pasuk says in Yirmiyah, in Perek Beis Pasuk Yugimel, because they did with me two evils, did they only do two evils? Hashem overlooked a thousand of their evils. Well, they did two evils at the same time. They bowed to the sun and to the Hechel.